Good. So we're holding here in the middle of the Agoras, in the Enyakov, it's Chavav. Tan Rabbanan, Chamisha Nivru Me'ein Dugme Shel Malo, V'kulam Loka Behen. There were five people that were created that have a dimyon to some sort of Koyach Milamala, V'kulam Loka Behen, and they all messed up. Shimshin B'koychoi, Shimshin's Koyach was a Dugme of Lamala. In other words, Shimshin's Koyach was Doimet Al Yoinim, and that was something that he fell on. That's where we're coming in over here. Avsholem Ishol b'tzavaroi, Sholon is Savar. Very unclear what kind of koyach tzavar is. Avsholem b'saroi, Tzidkiyo b'einov asa b'raglov. Shimshim b'koyachid achsiv ayosa koyachim me'olov. So like this. Shimshim b'koyachid achsiv ayosa koyachim me'olov. Shol b'tzavoy d'chsiv v'yikach shol asacher v'yipo olov, avsholom b'sayo d'chsiv v'chazik roishi ba'alo, tzidkiyo b'einov d'chsiv v'sayne tzidkiyo iver, asa b'raglo d'chsiv rak leisik nosei cholas raglov, and so on. V'omer Reb Yehuda Merav she'ochsei pudagra. That was some sort of machla that he had. We'll see this, the hemshel a little bit later, but I want to see first the beginning over here and understand this thing. What does it mean these five people had koiches lamalo and they were loko and that's where they were nichshel? Why? So the Maral says over here, Chamisha nivru, hakosav meid she'odom nivru b'tzelem olakim, v'atzelem azeh hu korov v'hu rochik. Kiyesh korov legamri b'tzelem azeh, atsheish nivru legamri me'ein dugma lamalo. So he says, everybody is created b'tzelem elokim. So what's the pshat that these people were created b'dugma? So he said there's a difference between tzelem elokim and dugma. The main difference, and basically what he says is, tzelem elokim is a more kololistic inyan. Dugma means something, a specific koyach that's very close to lamalo. U'mipnei kashem zvach baruch olam hazeh b'ois hei mishmoy. So he says like this. First of all, why five people? So he says something over here, and I want to explain it a little bit. He says that the understanding of this is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's is one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah to the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gilui to the world comes in different stages. One of the ways in which to explain these stages is that each letter of Hashem's name is a pchina, a certain chelik of these giluyim. So the yud and the kei and the vav, each one is a certain gilui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last hey is very, very strange. The last hey is a repeat. In other words, every letter has a certain personality. So what's this hey again a second time? So the understanding that we have from the Chochmei Emes is as follows, that there's one way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears, milamala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on us, all sorts of toiv. There's another way HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to us is through the way that Tachtonim reflect his Metzias. So just like the Moshel, when I'm driving in a car, so I can see cars in the front and I can see in the mirror cars from the back. So one oifen of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyochol being oimed on HaKadosh Baruch Hu San Hagis, you know, what's going on. A second way is, when I see the Bria itself reflecting Elikus in it. So Lamashal, when a person is Mekadesh Shem Hashem. So that is so that's something that is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the Bria. A person acts in a way that a physical being should not act, and yet he's acting with some sort of Ruach Melamala, he becomes a reflection. So the fourth darga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui in this world is not a direct Gilui, but a mirrored Gilui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mahus Kaviyachol is mirrored by the world around. That is, those are the different Giluim and so on. Now, that fifth one is, so that fourth dog is a hay. The last hay in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Keneged the Gilui that comes from the Bria. It's a double letter. In other words, this hay is mirroring the hay before. It's simply echoing something else. That's one. Two, just like hay is usually the letter for Lashon Nekeva, the reason Maral says in many places is because hay is the letter of Hispashtus. It's a full letter. It's Typhus and entire Metzias. And Nekeva is from the Zohar. It's its own Metzias. But she's called an Isha because she was taken from the Ish. So Bemela, you're supposed to see in the Isha also the Ish that she was taken from. That's the letter Hey in you know, when you add Hey to Ish. So that Bechina in the Bria is the Hey, where something's reflecting it. So when we're trying to list people that are going to be a dogma of Mala, we're going to, hey is an appropriate letter, five of them, Keneged hey is an appropriate letter to have. That's point number one. Then he says, this world, its mitzias as such is from that ois hey. That's a pella. This is something that should be, if anything, this should be better. Even though it's possible Niver should be B'Tzelem Elokim, but it should be so close. In other words, Tzelem Elokim is a general sense. So, Lamashal, when you see somebody that's in a family, you say, he looks like the family. How? I don't know, but he has that tzura of the family. He has sort of a look of the family. So that's kaviyachol. That's shayach in the bria, where you see a likus in the bria in a general sense. That's tzelem elokim. But that somebody should have a specific koyach, that becomes problematic. And b'meila, because they had a very strong sense of a specific koyach, they were nichshon it. V'amukon loka af ki efshi adir b'tzalim me ein dogma shel mala in rosh shel olu. Because she odom islabish b'mala yoyin azois yimoshach achzeh chisorin. So just that automatically brings about chesaron. But those the baron said this obvious shekol ader shekreivim all the mishnah shenivim b'tzal lekim nimshachreivim gamkin chesaron. So let's talk a little bit about what he says over there. So betzim he's saying the maral is saying he explained it in Pirkei Avos. So I'll just try to read just that nekuda over there. He's masbered a little bit more over there, or quite a bit more actually, and let's see what he says over here. He has the following kasha. It's talking over there about the Asura Deiris, and the Asura Deiris from Adam to Avram, the Asura Deiris from Adam to Noach, from Noach to Avram, and so on. So he asks over here the following shaila. V'yesh lishol. So this is in Derech Chayim Perikei Mishnah Beis. Loma hoya derisha metchilas abriya dafka kol kachoytim. If we're to pick ourselves, which are the 10 worst derishes, you'd have to say, you know, the 10 derishes till Noach. I mean, everything, you know, in the Mabul and this. Why? And if anything, I mean, we always talk about Yeridus out there, so I think it should be the other way around. I'm reading from Derech Chaim. Let's read a small piece. So he says like this. We in the Bria, be'etzem have two layers of Metzias. We have a physical layer of Metzias. We are, I don't mean the physical layer, the simple goof. I'm talking about inyanim that are development of a person's more basic midas. So let's take first a different type of dugma, then we'll speak more specifically. So let's say a person has electric wiring, and he runs more current through it than he ought to. For those of you, I don't think any of you remember fuse boxes, when by putting a penny into the fuse box, you could cheat for a while and get and allow more current to go through until the house burnt down. But meanwhile, you could do it. That was the today they don't let you do it, but those days you could do it. So what happens is when you have wiring that's good for 10 amperes and your Zets 25 amperes through, it's going to burn. It can't. The wiring doesn't have what it takes to let it go through it. It has what it takes to let it go through it, but it falls apart from it. A person himself. Let's take a classic case. Imagine you have somebody, a kid, who's very, very bright, very smart. He gets a lot of compliments for his learning. Does very well, but he never matured, never mental toys in midas and so forth. Whatever it is that's thrust upon him is going to destroy him, not build him. He's going to become an impossible person. Because the pshat is there's a I don't want to say physical, because I don't mean a physical person. There's the person's mitzias, and then there is the ruchnius, the likus, that's shera on the person. So if the person is not what we would call in Yiddish oiske arbet, if a person is not worked out through and through, then the extra ruchnis that you dump on the person from the outside will more than likely destroy him than not, because he can't hold that amount. So the fact that we are platforms for Ashras HaShchina, that means that we have to have a base that could hold it. And if we don't have a base that can hold it, it's not going to happen. And what will happen is the other way around. These are five people that got a specific gift more than norm. And this is what the Maral says over here. So the Maral says the Deiris that were before Adam Arishan, they were, in the scope of things, they were juvenile Deiris that had tremendous ruchnistic gifts, which were destructive. So you take, you know, it's the Bria itself, looking in a big perspective, the Bria itself works itself out. Means that the Bria itself goes through many experiences, many tapuchos, becomes wiser, just like a person. A person goes through many years, he becomes, and through many experiences, he becomes different, he becomes wiser, settled, less arrogant, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So then when you thrust on him achrayas, you give him prerogative and achrayas, stuff like that, the person, it sits well in the person. The person has an ability to be makablet. If you take a child, a young person, and do it, then you destroy the person. A kid who becomes too big, before he's matured in a deep emotional way, it will distort him. It will become destructive. The world itself had many, many years of, we today have 5,000 years plus of world experience. We went through a lot. There's a certain settling. The first Deiris didn't have that. So you had a Bria that was relatively young, as a Bria inexperienced, and you dumped too much godless on it. It was too much a likus for a world that could not hold it, and therefore became destructive. So that's what the Maral explains over there in these Asara Deiris, that's why these Deiris didn't work out well. he's saying over here also, this there was too big of, and this is also, when the person gets this, that these were matanis HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. Chamishot says nivru mein dugma shel mala. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a certain matanis. Anytime you get a matanis, it's more than any, than what you get, it becomes destructive. As my mamuska, sort of a parallel thing, not so far away. When Chazal said a difference between Adam, between Avram and Bilam. So on the one hand, Bilam had nevuah, similar to nevuah of Klal Yisrael. It destroyed him and so on, because he wasn't the person that could hold on to that nevuah. Nevuah is not a gift unless you have the places to hold on to it. And if you don't have the places for it to sit on you, it becomes a churban. Now he says, so that's one nekuda. He says over here another knech, and he says it in this perek, a fascinating, it's almost counterintuitive to what we think. He says over here, he speaks about kol shechachmosi merubim mimaisav lo adayma leilon shanaf merubim shalshav mu'atin. Now, let's understand a little bit how this is hefech, although we understand it, and understand a little bit ba'omek what he means. The pashtus, we would say, the roots of what we do are our chachma. The peiris are the meisim. The Arizal's sefer, or the sefer, the Arizal's teachings that are the lemais is called priyas chayim. In other words, we learned a lot. Tachlis, what do we have out of it? Here are the kavanas and the tefillah, the Talmud Mesada. The Mishnah says the opposite. The Maisim, so in the world of doing and accomplishing, yes, there's a Seder where I know what to do right. The Mela, I go ahead and I do it and so on. In Mitzad, the person's, what's the right word for it? Koima. It's the other way around. When a person does things, and a person does good things, it gives the person a certain, it shapes and develops the person. And b'meila, the person becomes a different person at a very fundamental level. Now, when I learn chachma, the chachma sits on a guf that's roi for it. It's one of the reasons when you hear somebody speak, a dozen people will get up and speak, and they'll all say the same thing, that this Welt is Havel HaVolim, and the only emes is the Lassid Lava. 10 people. Some of them will profoundly impress you. Some of them, you feel like throwing something at the guy, and some of them just leave you cold. So if you take somebody that his own person, it's not a question, somebody who's a rank hypocrite, he himself does call the voice and he tells us, obviously. But a person that is childish, he says these things, he does mean these things, but he doesn't have, his person is not there. A zuckin, somebody who's gone through a long, hard life and worked on a lot, and done a lot, and shaped and become developed, when he says these things, the chachma sits on a base that has some solidity. If a person is childish, we said it's oisis parches ba'afir. Yeah, it's talk. He says this. He says this. Is that something doesn't mean it? I'm not talking about somebody who behedges doesn't mean it. I'm talking about somebody who means it, but it's childish. Childish means there's no might. So in the klapi a person, the oilam hamitzvus, the oilam hamaisa, is machshir a person. To so that he becomes somebody solid, so that there's a base, and then when he says things and he thinks things, that's when he says. There's a famous vart from the Brisker Rav. Somebody told him over a vart from the Kotzker that when they came and told the Kotzke about the invention of the train, about trains, so they asked him, so he asked, you know, what's the mile of a train? So they said, you know, it used to take from Bialystok to Varsha, kach v'kach days in a horse and wagon, now it takes kach v'kach hours. So he said, what's the rush to get to Warsaw? That was the Kotzke, huh? And the Biskarov, someone told the Biskarov was very nispal. So the Rav said, the reason is nispal is because the Kotzke didn't say things off the cuff. If he said there's no rush to get to Warsaw, it means he was oimed on that there's no possible reason to be in a rush to get to Warsaw. In other words, he didn't just say it off the cuff. It came because it was thought through. There was something, there was gravitas. That's what he said. Al kapanim. So the second nature, I think, is a very important nature, is that chachmasa merubim ma'isav is that the person himself, the ma'isim are what shape the person, and the chachma is what reflects off the person. It's like the chachma is the electricity that goes through the wiring. So it's almost the exact opposite of what one thinks of normally. Yes, technically we learn halakhas and we do it, and Musa spurs us to do it, and that's true. But when you're talking about developing the Tzuras HaAdam, it's a whole different shikul. When the Tzuras HaAdam develops, the Olam HaMaisa develops a person mitzad the base, and the chachma is an understanding, an idea that reflects on top of it. Okay, that's the first half of this point. The second half, the Maral doesn't speak about. I just want to talk about it. It says, "Asa beraglov, dechsiv rakle siknose cholas raglov." So Asa got sick on his feet. There's, by the way, it's also very interesting. If you take a look at these five Dugma Shel Mala, first of all, it's not clear. Some of them are clear, some are not clear. But it's interesting. There's certain seder. Shimshu b'koychoi, shol b'tzavoroi, avsholim b'sairoi, it's yo be'enov, asa b'raglov. All of these do have psukim that they refer to these entities in reference to Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vom de Raglov v'yemahu, on Raglov, Sarah in Daniel, and so on. So they are dugma to certain Yon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I just want to go on the next point. It says, Asa b'raglov, siv rakle, ziknos t'chol as raglov, v'om Rav Yehuda, amar Rav, she'ochazei pudgara. He got some sort of disease in his foot, not clear what kind of disease, whatever, some sort of illness. Amalim azutra, b'rei Reb Nachman, Reb Nachman, heichi domi pudgara. What exactly is this, or what does it feel like? Amalei kimachat b'basachai. It's like sticking needles into raw flesh. I guess today we'd call it neuropathy or whatever. Fine. So, mino yada. How does he know? I guess, how does Reb Nachman know? Ikadamri mechashayachayishbe. One answer is he had it himself, and b'mehli he could tell him from first hand experience. Ikadamri mirabe shmili. And one ikadamri is he heard it from his Rebbe. Ikadamri seid Hashem lireyav ubrisal idea. It's a seid Hashem lireyav. It's a fascinating Gemara. First of all, there are many, many different Gemaras where people say things about, you know, you have an Amora say about this is healthy for this, it's healthy for this, it's good for this, it's good for that. What's the, you know, I mean, why doesn't Moyes me know Yoda? I mean, there's so many lists of things that are, you know, this is good, this is Yafa Lalev, this is Yafa for this, this is Yafa for this, but bad for this. Why doesn't Moyes me know Yoda? And so, the different, and also, I mean, he asked Reb Nachman. Mele Reb Nachman would have come up and got it up and said it and gave a drasha, no yada. But he went to ask him, and then he says, how do you know? I mean, it's like, I asked somebody a shayla, I'll ask Rav Shaila, what do you say? And he tells me, and I ask him, how do you know? Well, you obviously assume that I have a way of knowing if he asked me. So some say that in the Chanami, that was Gufa, what he asked him. You know, in other words, how did he think he would know? This is not clear. In other words, was Pudgara a common illness? Or it was something that was not known, but he had a name and he gave an illness? Just pushing the pshat or something, but I want to look at the goof, what he said. Lemaisa, we certainly have in Chazal over here a mocker. For many places where Chazal say in Yonim about this world, they either one of these three are acceptable. In other words, many memories, you could say he learned it from himself, he has a Mesiris, or a Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, the memories of a Mairoyim in this Inyan, in Halach, obviously, Ruach HaKodesh doesn't have a Makrim, really, but in the Inyanim of Agoda, I think it's reasonable to say from this Gemara that there are three possible, so some things are Muchach Kilu Miderech HaSvara, it allows for it to be understood. Some of it is we have a Messiah going back, and some of it is one could say Seishan Reyev. Any one of these three is a person, an Amayra can say something, and based on any one of these three, I think that's Moch over here. By the way, one more Shaila Derech HaPshat is it says he didn't know what does it feel like. He heard it from his Rebbe. And how does Rebbe know? In other words, you're always going to have to come back. Hearing it from your Rav, it's hard to understand that there's a Messiah from Sinai, what the pain of Padgaria feels like. So you're asking, how do you know? So either you experienced it yourself, or you had some sort of, you heard it from Sinai. The fact that you heard it from your Rebbe, so okay, so how did your Rebbe know? Somewhere along the line, somebody experienced it. I'm not sure the kudovia, but Akapanim, I think this is a good place to come back to for where we know these things from and so on. I want to go back to some of the things that he said over here. So it says like this, Shimshim b'koychoi. So I understand that. Having a lot of koyach, it's a force, it's a power. He used it. It was shloike dechateva, and he was nichshel in it. I understand that. The let's skip this for a minute. The sire of tzidkiyo of shalom. I understand because of shalom sire is a derech of gaiva and arrogance and so on. Fine, we spoke about that also at times. It says Yo Beinov doesn't say anything clear about that. We first speak about it, but a Naim is also that is Raglov. I understand is Kal. Raglov is something which in the Pasuk is somebody who runs quickly. It's a sign of some sort of strength, ability. It's a milo, somebody that's the kalim, the merutz, the kalim, the person with the ability to get quickly. It's a koyach, and so these koyaches I understand in ways that a person misuses it. A koyach, a gaiv of the Cyrus, the enayim ki mishorhi bein Alex says by Shimshin, and so on. The shol b'tzavara is a little bit enigmatic. Shobat Savara does say, Rashi says, on Tzidkio Beinov, he says, Lo Yadana Minolon, Dirishtan Leshvach. But Shobat Savara, he says, Vayigba Mikola Am, Mishichmo Lamala, that he was uplifted from everybody, Mishichmo Lamala, he was taller than everybody. So that's a certain Mila. That's something that is ki'ilu beyond, and it's a dugma of lamala, and b'meila, that's where he was nichshal. It says, v'yikach shol asachev, v'yipol aleho. So I'd like to understand a little bit where Tzavar has a dogma. I'm not acquainted. In Shashirim, there is the Lashon of Tzavar is used for Klal Yisrael. That's the Tzavarech is like a Migdal and so on, Bones Alpiyos. But where is the Kavyachol? What mid are we talking about? The other four, more or less, we have a Mahalo. Tzavarech, and the Zelum Aser was that Shaul was Nichshol, committed suicide. He died with it, with a wound on a Tzavar. So I think the Pshat is like this. The Tzavar is the Chibur between the Guf and the Roish. That's its Chshivas. It says, Gemara says, Avram Avinu had an Evin Yekor around the Tzavar that he healed people with it. So one of the Pshatim given is that Avram Avinu was Mechaber El Yonim Tachtonim in a way that was a Dugma. He was a shepherd and he had the chosim and had a lot of ashiras and still he was kol kulei v'ra Hashem v'chulu. That's so that tzavar is a chibur between the two. The shichmoy lamala means that. So Rashi says it's keilu that if I were to use the dugma Rashi means to give is. His head was taller because his neck stuck out further. Ke'ilu, his gavhus, his hechakite, was a product of the tzavar. The tzavar itself has very much the same issue that we're talking about over here. When a person builds on rock, it's very strong and the building stands. When a person builds on pillars, so it's problematic because the taller the pillars are, the more wobbly it is, the more problematic it is. It's something that's all to fall because it's not a strong base. So when you extend something, extending something on posts is problematic. When there's a gap, like we said before, when we spoke about Chochmah Maisim, the guf is the Olam HaMaisa, and that has a certain strength to it. When the head extends too far up, it's the same problem of the chachma being too far above the maisim. Shaul HaMelech, he had a very high darga, but the chesronos he had was that it was much higher than the whole person. As the pasuk's description, means his guf was similar to everybody else, and his chelak al yoinim was higher. And you see that there was this kisholon. He was scared of the am. So the pshat is mitzad my sense of leadership. Mishichmo lamata. I was like everybody else. I didn't have the level of chshivas of the base. So I think that that's what the nekuda of tzavar is. So it's similar in a way, very similar to things we were saying before, that Shaul HaMelech had a very, very chashiv. There wasn't anything lacking as chshivas, but his hanhaga didn't have. A melech needs to be a takif mitzad. The fact is that I don't feel coward by anybody. I feel that I can do what I think is right, and I can, you know, I can withstand the am. Then I need a certain level of hechakai to know what I should do more than that. Okay, so we're holding here so we've finished. Well, we didn't finish chavav. There's the next piece we'll see next time on Garatam Chachamim. I'm not sure yet about next week. So it's the middle of the week. I'll have Yaakov send an email, whatever it is. I'll know more middle of next week if we can do next Thursday. But then, Bez Hashem, this shouldn't be any for us any other Thursday. Any questions? Anything?
Can I ask two questions? I didn't understand the last thing the Rebbe was saying regarding Shaul.
Yeah.
And, but also one thing the Rebbe was saying earlier. Is this correct? So it would be a correct definition to say that the Duras HaRishonim had more like, you know, latent Kedusha. They were greater in terms of what they had, but hypothetically, you're able to say that later Duras practically might have been greater in, is that shaykh to say?
Well, the dairies that messed up, we certainly are a tikkun for that. All the dairies that messed up, there were kayas, and then Avram came and he took schaik and kulam. What it means is, I think we might have once spoken about it, that lokas kulam means he accomplished what they should have accomplished. Akadosh Baruch Hu had given the world tremendous gifts. People, it collapsed under its weight. Avraham Avinu, who built himself up from the bottom up, he spent 70 years until he had this geluyim. He was able to gather in everything that had become a kulkul and reestablish it. So the nokach schak and kulam is not just the Gat Gan Eden. It means he accomplished what they had meant to accomplish. So the answer is yes. They were big people, and they. I mean, this is a theme. If you just walk another step behind it, it's. I'm going to say anything because you know, being at Tzion Atzmaut, we'll say something. Rav Kook, the Rav Kook made a point about the Zionist that was shouted down terribly, 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 but there wasn't a kuda. He said that. The people, he said it was the same problem. People, there was a mismatch of the aspirations to the person. The idea that to go and reestablish a Metzias Natsisron Pol of Achulu came from a very high place, and the people carrying that were flawed, and that's why it went to bad places, but it will become good and so on. And that was that was more or less what he said. And you know, the fact that there were big people and their vision, ambition, you know, besides the human flaws, but the good, the vision, the ambition, the scope of things was much bigger than the person. So you had a deeply flawed person doing things that were chashav, and it's. You know, there were people in look at Acher, look at and so on. There were people who were Tanoim. Acher was a Tana, he was a Meir's Rebbe, and there was a flaw in him, which meant that it was sitting on top of a person that it cracked the person underneath it. And we have to understand it. There are people that are nothing and nobodies, and there are people very chashuv, but it collapsed because of it. So you know, it's
And what was Rebbe saying, this one regarding Shaul? I didn't understand.
So it says Shaul's the Ava that he was Daima, you know, he had a tzaver and it was Kedugma Shal Maila and that's where his Nichshol. In Lamala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga is Le'ela Ula'ela. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two ways. We look around and we say, we look around the Bria and say, it all has HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. But then I need to say, the dugma of a neshama in a guf is not a good neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is le'elo le'elo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond it all. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way above his Ma'is Yadayim. Most people, they are the Ma'is Yadayim. So, you know, he's the person who composes the music. This is the music. The composer is sort of attached to it. He's the brains behind it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Chochmas and Ritzonius Baruch in this world, but he himself is beyond it. So that's the Pchinas Tzaver, where it takes the head and lifts it above the body. By us, if that is too pronounced, we lose it. Our HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head, Kaviyachol, does not rest on the body, Kaviyachol. I'm using this terminology. Adam head needs to rest on it. And if his neck is too long, it will collapse. There's a famous fallacy. People say that an ant is a very strong animal, and he is, but that if he was as big as a person, he'd be like a Superman. And theoretically, that's wrong. I mean, if an ant would be like a person, he would collapse because the feet are very thin and the gap between something cubed to something squared increases dramatically as you go. So whereas the thin feet can hold the body of an ant because it's very small, if you were to magnify it, the feet wouldn't get bigger, the body would get much bigger, and it would collapse. So you know, things need to be sitting on something that is important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nicest nicer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is carried by everything, and therefore he's umisnase lechol roish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond. But for people, if their vision, understanding, ideas runs too far ahead of where they're holding, it's a churban.
Meshich Mei Lamal doesn't mean head and shoulders above. It means
from the shoulder upwards.
Until the shoulders, he was equal.
Correct. Because it wouldn't, you know, that's how he's learning it. Correct, Emmett. Yes. Okay, I got you, Travis.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Was these five people and these previous diaries who received this tremendous measure of Kedusha, was there a fundamental flaw in them that made them unable to receive it, or was it a failure to develop themselves?
So, I'm not sure. No, in Kabbalah, it's full with the following type of description, that there were many layers of world that the Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imparted to the world was too much for it. It collapsed, it broke, fell apart, bad things came out of it, till finally our world, because we're small enough and so on and so forth, we can take that Kedusha. The question is, what was the purpose of those worlds? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew how much electricity each fuse can take. So what was the point of it? For better or for worse, there was a point like that. There was a point to create a world that collapsed with too much Kedusha, and maybe that's part of the maturing of the world. When you look around and you say, you know, this is not good, this is too much, and so on and so forth. Well, take a simple Dugma in Chinuch. An inexperienced Rebbe walks in, and one of his Talmidim he has a 16-year-old boy in yeshiva, is learning at 2:30 in the morning, and the Rebbe feels, wow, that's fantastic. Someone more experienced who's seen people sort of collapse mentally, emotionally, ruchnik, and they recognize this is not good, and this kid is going to burn out, and then we'll be left with nothing. So it's a certain, the world needs to understand this mitzvah, that if you don't work yourself out on the midas level, on the basic level, then pumping in extra stuff is the person doesn't have the capacity, keeps it. It's unanchored chachma. Okay, ha-guten. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Thanks, Rabbi. Bye-bye.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.